Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story on WBBM, Waukegan police and family members are looking for a sailor from Naval Station Great Lakes who's been missing since Saturday. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest.
Seamus Gray has not been seen or heard from since early Saturday morning. Waukegan police have surveillance video of the 21-year-old walking in an alley outside a bar on Genesee Street at around 1:40 a.m. The 6'3" man is wearing a pink long-sleeve shirt and pants and weighs about 170 pounds, has blue eyes, brown hair, and multiple tattoos on his left arm. Police say their search of the area, including the lakefront, has turned up nothing. CBS 2 reports Gray's mother's worried since he hasn't been heard from in several days and says there's video of someone trying to pickpocket him, as well as an altercation with a group. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
The head of the Chicago Public School System warns the financial situation could become tenuous in the coming years. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
The district will run out of $2.8 billion in federal COVID funds next year, and CEO Pedro Martinez says issues that were papered over by federal support will need to be confronted head on.
But the fact of the matter is the money won't be here forever. It is temporary federal assistance specifically meant to help work through the impacts of this unprecedented emergency. There are underlying funding issues that existed prior to the pandemic. Severe underfunding by the state. The fact that CPS is the only district in the state that funds our own teacher pensions.
The financial outlook is described as fragile. Increased costs and inflation could combine to create a $600 million deficit by 2026. Still, CPS is investing more money in summer and after school programs, school counselors, students with disabilities, athletics, the arts, and mental health services. That's the story from the Board of Ed.
Enrollment continues to rise at City Colleges of Chicago. Chancellor Juan Salgado tells WBBM.
That 16.9% year-over-year increase is more than double the increase of community colleges across the state. So those colleges grew by 7.2%. So we more than doubled it.
He says all seven of the colleges are seeing gains this spring. It's the largest year-to-year growth in more than 10 years. He credits a new tuition-free program in its career track.
Animal welfare groups say an increasing number of pets are being abandoned as families decide they don't have time for them anymore. And officials in Evanston suspect that's what happened this week.
The call came into Evanston police about a guinea pig in Mason Park.
The chances of finding a small rodent in a large park, medium-sized large park, is pretty slim.
But Caitlin Shulian, animal control warden for the Evanston police, said she did find the guinea pig.
He was still there waiting for somebody to rescue him.
Shulian says her sergeant told her if she was able to find the guinea pig, she'd buy her a caramel macchiato. And she did. And they named the guinea pig Macchiato. Macchiato is now at Chicago Exotics Animal Hospital, where assistant manager Kim Kelleher says Macchiato is the third or fourth guinea pig they've tried to find a home for so far this year, all apparently abandoned as people return to busy pre-pandemic schedules.
And the shelters have just been overrun since this has started happening.
Steve Miller, 105.9 WBBM.
The Land Use Commission in North Suburban Evanston is opposing a plan to allow cannabis smoking lounges in the community. The commission voted unanimously last night to recommend the city council reject a proposed zoning amendment that would permit the establishments. Several members say the move would be inconsistent with the city's existing rules that bar tobacco consumption lounges, while another said he saw a compelling swell of desire in the community for the uses. No one at the meeting spoke in favor of the zoning change.
Chicago's Civilian Office of Police Accountability says it continues to get new information as it investigates an officer-involved shooting last week.
On March 17th, officers blocked traffic lanes at the intersection of Roosevelt and DuSable Lakeshore Drive and stopped a vehicle being driven by 23-year-old Tajay Mullins. Mullins drove into an officer, and then another officer fired a handgun. COPA says body-worn video and third-party video captures the incident, and the shooting officer's body-worn camera was activated. First Deputy Chief Administrator Ephraim Eady says COPA is conducting an investigation into this incident and the involved officers to determine if their actions are in accordance with department policy and training. Roger Plummer, 105.9 WBBM.
Southern Illinois' Prairie State Energy Campus is accused of polluting and not having a required permit for 10 years.
It's the Prairie State Energy Campus in Marissa, Illinois. Environmental law attorney Megan Walkspress is part of the lawsuit.
To give you a sense of this plant size, last year alone, the Prairie State plant emitted carbon dioxide equivalent to the yearly emissions from 2.3 million passenger vehicles. All major sources of air pollution in the U.S. are required to obtain and operate in compliance with a Title V permit. A Title V permit incorporates the most up-to-date requirements for pollution control at a plant and directs the plant operators to monitor and report certain emissions.
What's more, Sierra Club says Prairie State's never had this permit. It's been running more than a decade. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, 105.9 WBBM.
Another forum last night. Chicago's mayoral candidates get a chance to speak about issues including policing in schools. Brandon Johnson.
The best way in which we can actually keep a local school community safe is by making sure that we have more adults in the building. Look, there are schools right now that have union security guards without police officers.
Right.
You ask those parents and those families, like the school that my children attend, we feel safe.
Paul Vallis.
At the end of the day, we've got to get police beat. Integrity means not only having police officers at the local beat, not only having police officers on the CTA platforms, but also having police officers outside the school in the morning and the evening to deter active shooting.
The forum was hosted by Channel 32.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.